Good morning, everyone. It is 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, April 15th. Happy Tax Day to everybody. 2025. We'll call this meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court to order, and we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation today led by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to rise.
You bow your heads and join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another glorious day in your kingdom, this beautiful creation that you've given us. Help us to be good stewards of the environment that you've given to us. Father, today we ask a special blessing on our county employees. It is County Government Month, and we just thank you for the wonderful people that you've supplied to serve the citizens of Jefferson County. We are lucky to have a great workforce, and we ask your continued blessing on all who work for Jefferson County. We also ask your blessing on our nation, our state, and our county, and all the elected leaders, people that you've placed in the positions. Give them wisdom, guidance, and the ability to discern what is right. Father, we ask all these things in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We're going to begin our agenda a little bit out of order today. And we will start under Human Resources with Item A is the presentation of the 2024 Employee Excellence Award.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to, yeah, they're going to have to wait while we take public comment. If there's any individual present in the courtroom who wishes to make comment on any item on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you may press star 6 to unmute your line. So the time of public comment is open. Hearing none, we'll move on to items under Human Resources. Item A is the presentation of the 2024 Employee Excellence Award, and item B is considering possibly approve a resolution for the 2024 Employee Excellence Award winner. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and I will turn it over to Ms. Rosales.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners, for this opportunity. We really appreciate being able to continue this wonderful tradition for Employee Excellence Awards. As Commissioner Erickson mentioned, for those who are not aware, April is National County Government Month, so it's a great time to recognize all of our county employees who do such a wonderful job for us every day and for the citizens of Jefferson County. Before I announce the winners, I'd like to recognize the judges who had the very difficult decision of narrowing down the nominees down to three finalists and then selecting the winner. With busy schedules, it can be difficult to find judges who want to participate and take times out of their busy schedules. But this panel was very appreciative of the opportunity and the time that they spent together, so we appreciate their participation. If you would, please stand once I call your name if they're here. We have Samantha Rito, Russell Wright, Angela Caraway, Derek Copes, and Mercedes Wattler. Thank you all, guys. If y'all are here, thank you for your participation.
Thank you.
Also, just a very quick thank you and shout out to McKenna Bertrand from my office, who does such a wonderful job of coordinating this event from the very beginning. And thank you to Brandy and Kelsey, who are also with us. They'll be helping out passing cakes. So it's really a team effort. Now it is with great
pleasure.
Please,
after this is all over, y'all go help yourselves with refreshments, because we don't want it left over in my office.
Okay, now it is with great pleasure that I introduce to you the winners of the 2024 Employee Excellence Awards. Our second finalist and the winner of a $300 award and certificate is Tammy Reagan, account clerk for the County Tax Assessor Office.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy has been with the county for 4 years and was nominated because she exhibits reliability, leadership, and she's a team player. Her dedication to her job is clear in how she strives to create a positive interaction with each taxpayer she serves. Tammy's peers say that she is devoted to providing the highest standard of moral, ethical, and professional excellence, setting a great example for her peers. Tammy is always willing to help out her fellow coworkers and shows compassion and respect for all those she interacts with. Tammy exemplifies wonderful characteristics of a Jefferson County employee. Congratulations, Tammy. The first finalist and the winner of a $350 award and a certificate is Victoria Schultz, Media and Grants Coordinator for the Ben J. Rogers Regional Visitor Center. Victoria. Victoria has been with the county for over 5 years and was nominated due to her positive attitude, strong work ethic, and her ability to multitask and problem solve. Victoria has dedicated a majority of the last 2 years to building a new website for the Visitor Center. She went above and beyond in demonstrating technical skills, creativity, and a great attention to detail. Victoria is an exceptional representation of the Visitor Center and always strives to foster positive interactions with citizens, coworkers, and Jefferson County visitors. Victoria exemplifies many great characteristics as a Jefferson County employee. Congratulations, Victoria. And finally, our winner for the 2024 Employee Excellence Awards, who receives a $700 award, his name on a plaque to be displayed by the county clerk's office, and a certificate goes to an employee who has dedicated 4 years of service to Jefferson County. I would like to introduce to you the 2024 Employee Excellence Award winner, Kenneth Shepherd, Superintendent of Building Maintenance for Clark. Kenneth demonstrates a strong work ethic and puts forth extra effort to help others. Kenneth is praised by his peers for his high level of professionalism, his commitment to his team and departments that depend on him, and his unwavering dedication to ensuring that the job is always done with the highest level of attention to ensure accuracy. Kenneth goes above and beyond prioritizing quality of building maintenance and mindful safety of others. Kenneth consistently shows up every day for the citizens and employees of Jefferson County. He leads with humility, never seeking attention or praise, but always crediting his team on the job well done. The characteristics that Kenneth exhibits are truly a great example for all Jefferson County employees. Congratulations, Kenneth. Judge Brannick, if you would please read the resolution.
All righty. Be it remembered that at a meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court held on April 15th of 2025, based on motions made by the commissioners, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County has established the Employee Excellence Award as of December 4th of 1995. And whereas Kenneth Shepherd, Superintendent of Building Maintenance for the Port Arthur Maintenance Department, has been selected as the employee of Jefferson County who meets all the criteria for this award and who best demonstrates the highest standards of leadership, productivity, and work ethic. And whereas these qualities are shown by his 4 years of dedication to Jefferson County and his overall professionalism and compassion for others, which promotes a great example and a great deal of confidence with everyone with whom he shares his knowledge. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County in regular meeting duly held and acting in its capacity as the governing body of Jefferson County does hereby present the 2024 Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award to Kenneth Shepherd and praises him for his dedicated service to the citizens and employees of Jefferson County. And we will have this framed for you.
I want to give thanks to all you commissioners, especially Commissioner Senego, for allowing me to render service in his name. great leader, great person. And I just want to give honor to God as well. And I want to thank each and everybody here. Appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And again, as the judge mentioned, we would like to invite everyone out into the lobby for cake and punch if you'd like. Thank you.
Thank you,
Ms. Bernice.
Real quick, Judge.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to the people that elected Shep. I did not vote for him. But we've been friends 50 years, almost brothers 50 years, 43 years with Parker Lumber, and I begged him to come to work for the county because I knew his work ethics. And I knew what type of leader he is in the community. He gives 90% of his time to his grandkids and the other part to boxing, training kids to learn how to box. Well, let me say 5% and then 5% to the county. So if you add all that up, it equals 100%. But congratulations, Shep. And we had some of our staff here from Precinct 3. Please stand. Yeah. His newborn grandbaby, great grandbaby.
Wow.
Shep, you should introduce your family. They did come out, the ones that's here. That's his new, if you don't mind, Court.
No.
Absolutely.
He thinks he's 18, but he got great grandkids.
I want to thank each and every staff member from Precinct 3. That made it possible for me to be up here. I also want to thank my family. It's right here, my sister, my granddaughter, my lovely great grandbaby. And it's a pleasure to receive this award. And my staff made this possible with the leadership of Commissioner Senego. Does a great job. Like I said, I'm just joyful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Dang, Coach, how much you paying to say all that? Judge, I do want to say that, we established this, the court in its wisdom established this in 1995. And I believe that's what you read. And, you know, for 30 years now, then, we've been doing this. And there have been some truly excellent employees that have been honored with this award over the years. And we truly are blessed to have the employees we do working for Jefferson County.
I would add this only one thing, and most important. The citizens of Jefferson County, you have some gems that work for you. Diamond in the rough. But we have some excellent employees all around, and we, as a court, really thank you for everything you do for this county, because this county is noted for your works.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here. Now we'll turn to items under purchasing. We have a very short agenda this week. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, shut down the elevators until all that cake's gone. Specifications for invitations for bid for contracted heavy equipment operator and sawyer for Jefferson County Wildfire Fuel Mitigation pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 204.318 through 327. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have 6 items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for additional costs for vegetation control on buyout properties. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 2 for additional costs for replacement vehicle in the amount of $2,711. Item C is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 4 for additional costs for vest and laptop for replacement deputy in the amount of $4,370. Item D is to receive and file a Texas General Land Office Community Development Revitalization Buyout Acquisition Program in-use certification form for each property purchased. Item E is consider and approve a Texas General Land Office Community Development and Revitalization Buyout Acquisition Program Relocation Incentive for Robert and Charity Webster in the amount of $10,000 as approved by the Texas General Land Office. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 527261 through 527471. Do we have a motion on those items under audit?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion?
No, this is a question, and I get, Fran, this would be under B. Is that that additional amount that we were talking about with these vehicles?
Yes, this was that second vehicle that needed, since we found that other vendor.
Okay, thank you.
So it was budgeted, and then the cost went up before it was delivered.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under district attorney, we have one item, consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for district assistant district attorney Tommy Coleman to attend the Association of Government Attorneys in Capital Litigation held July 30th through August 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. It's not available in Texas and will be paid out of DA budgeted travel funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And then under county commissioners, we have one item to consider possibly approving and authorize the county judge to sign a letter of commitment for Jefferson County funding through the Coastal Erosion Planning and Response Act for the North Sabine Lake Project. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Willis. Any discussion?
Judge, is this the project that is currently ongoing where they're doing some work in the on the North Levee area?
No. If it were up to me, that project would never be happening. But because that project is happening, which is going to that revetment area on the north end of Fraser Island is owned by the United States Army Corps of Engineers as a placement area. It had been planned as a placement area for probably 50 years, but until the deepening and widening projects came along, there was no need for it. And so over the last 50 years, that area, because it has pipes that allow tidal flows into that estuary, which was once used as a shrimp farming operation by Mr. Moon, it has become one of the most popular and successful areas for bank fishermen in the county, which is why I was against the project, because people without boats, it's one of the best places for them to fish. And it's an important shrimp nursery habitat. So because the Corps of Engineers is filling that in with spoil, we've worked with Lamar University and the Texas General Land Office to do a study to create another area, because just to the north of that, in Sabine Lake, where there used to be islands that have eroded because of wave action, which impacts the travel of ships, that the Sabine pilots have a difficult time in that area, because when they get to the north end of the island, then it's open up to that wind coming across, and it creates navigation issues. So we want to go back and build another issue with the cooperation of the navigation district, using spoil to build it up, have tidal flow pipes in there, have the road go out there, create the nursery habitat so that bank fishermen have a place to go, but at the same time help navigation. It's a win for all concerned, and we think it can be done with the spoil that's going to be created by the widening project.
Well, so I'm with you. I just hate, you know, having fished there all my life and knowing what that north revetment area meant to people, I just hate to see it, you know, filled in, but that's what it was intended for all these years, I guess.
Yeah, and we had no control over that, so
Yeah, I just wanted
otherwise,
to clarify that.
We
would have
put
Judge.
It somewhere else. Or the navigation district
right.
would have put it somewhere else. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court has anything they wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yes, Judge, I would bring this to the public. You started off by being the tax week. We won't see you at the end of the week, but it's one of those weeks that we all should be thankful for. And since we will have, I'm sure, visitors in this area, please let them know about the road conditions we have, because it's unsafe in some cases and they're not accustomed to it. Happy Easter, and to the staff, to the public, wish you have a very happy Easter.
Yes, yeah, happy Easter. Anything else, Commissioner? Any elected official? All right, if nothing further, have a wonderful rest of your week. We are adjourned.